I have two farms where we grow seed potatoes, table potatoes, winter wheat, sunflowers, and maize.
But all that changed about 3 months ago.
I woke up on 21st of February when I heard explosions. For first, I think maybe 2 weeks, I couldn't think about going back to business or to the farm because all we were thinking about is how to save our beloved ones, yes, wife, children, my mother, my sister. I had to take them out of Kyiv region and take them to the west.
His land was overrun with Russian soldiers and tanks, but it wasn't just his family that he was concerned about.
Because, for example, I have 40 people working for me. You have to think how you can continue your business so you can support to them and also to their families.
And keeping those employees is getting more difficult.
For 2 months now, we have decreased salaries. We are paying 2/3 of the salary, which we paid before the war. And we maintained all 40. But now in May, we will have to sit down and analyze for how long we can continue and for how many people we can provide jobs.
Some encouraging news. The Russians left, and Nick says he has finally been able to start field work about a month later than usual.
Because we had first to clean our fields from mines. In our case, we were lucky our fields were not mined, but we had a lot of rockets that did not explode. So we had about 2 trailers we collected.
Nick says in the background, as he tries to resume farming, is the sadness that Ukrainians continue to die as his country is being ripped apart.
It's a tragedy not only for Ukraine, but for the whole world that this type of thing can happen.
Nick says he's gotten a lot of support from American farmers, and he'll talk about that and more tomorrow. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN. Back with us today is Ukrainian farmer Nick Gordachuk, who says he's grateful to be able to start working his 1,500 acres of land near Kyiv again. Russian soldiers and tanks are gone, and the fields have been swept clean of mines and artillery. But many issues remain, and hanging over all of it is what's going on in the south and east.
You know, like Coca-Cola has a slogan, joy in the air, or on Christmas, you have Christmas in the air. Well, it's like the same now here with the war in the air. And even though there is spring outside, people are dying.
The distance between Nick's farms near Kyiv and where the Russians are attacking is roughly the same as the distance between Chicago and Nashville.
It's terrible that we cannot get back to real life and to normal way of doing business and farming.
Just like here, this is the time of year the last year's crops ought to be emptied out of the bins to make room for the next harvest. But the Russians have sealed off and damaged the seaports, and there's no place for farmers to sell.
And when they cannot get their money, they don't have working capital to start a new season. How will you sell your crops? Where will you sell your crop? Because today the only option is to transport it by trucks or by railway to Europe. And those channels are not yet developed.
And Ukrainian banks?
Not many of them are willing to take the risks.
Still, as upside down as things are, Nick Gordachuk says, every now and then, when he's in the quiet fields by himself, it feels almost normal.
And you can forget for a moment that there is that people are dying 400, 500 miles from you.
Nick says he's grateful for support the country is getting from President Biden and Congress, and personally from
farmers in the United States who are helping and reaching out and also sending some SMS and emails asking about how we are and also supporting us and thinking about us and praying about us. And it's I believe that we will win because we are fighting for our territory. We are on our land, and we know why we are here. I really believe in our victory.
Nick Gordachuk. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.